USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Maine Secretary of State Shanda Bellows is facing threats following her decision to remove former President Trump from the state's 2024 ballot. Bellows, who made the decision on Thursday, cited Trump's awareness of potential violence on the day of the Capitol riot and his encouragement of it through incendiary rhetoric without taking timely action to stop it. Acknowledging the threats against her and her staff on CNN, Bellows expressed preparedness and gratitude for law enforcement, with Colorado being the first state to remove Trump from its primary ballot. New York City is preparing for New Year's Eve in Times Square.
The NYPD states that there are no specific credible threats against the New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square. Chief of the department, Jeffrey Madry, outlines what attendees can expect.
We got into one of our pens where our police officers will be there. They will be wanding everyone for safety. Just a reminder, again, no backpacks, no duffel bags, large packages. No alcohol. These are all prohibited items.
Additionally, officials say that officers are preparing for potential protesters related to the Israel-Hamas war and will work to keep them on the perimeter of the event. I'm John Schaefer.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has confirmed his attendance at CNN's presidential debate next month, with the network hosting two Republican primary debates in January, one in Iowa on January 10th and another in New Hampshire on January 21st. DeSantis' campaign team announced on Friday that he will participate in the New Hampshire debate, stating that it provides an opportunity for Nikki Haley to address concerns with the people of New Hampshire and for Donald Trump to engage without relying on a teleprompter. The statement suggested that the debate offers a chance for candidates to address issues directly and step into the political arena. Tonight's Powerball jackpot is reaching new heights for the last draw of the year. Lottery officials state that the grand prize for tonight's drawing is estimated at $760 million. Happy New Year. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hamas is reportedly nearing an agreement for a second hostage swap with Israel, with Qatari negotiators indicating that Hamas has agreed in principle to a deal involving a temporary ceasefire. The proposed exchange would entail 40 Israeli hostages for an undisclosed number of Palestinian prisoners held in Israel. While one government official views it as a positive development, another unnamed official notes that Israel is awaiting further details for the final negotiations. The Bloomberg Billionaire Index's richest woman also tops another list.
Francoise Betancourt Myers, the L'Oreal heiress and richest woman in the world, has become the first woman to hold a $100 billion fortune. On the Bloomberg list, she ranks as the 12th richest person, just ahead of Mukesh Ambani and behind Carlos Slim, who recently became the first person from Latin America to cross the $100 billion threshold. L'Oreal is the world's largest cosmetics company, owning several brands from Lancome to Maybelline and raking in $42 billion in sales last year. I'm Corey Myers.
As the new year approaches, fewer Americans seem inclined to raise a beer in celebration. Beer Marketers Insights, an industry group, reports a shift in consumer preferences away from beer to other alcoholic beverages. This marks the first time since 1999 that beer shipments are expected to dip below 200 million barrels. With Anheuser-Busch, the maker of Bud Light, leading the decline, while overall consumption decreases for other domestic premium brands like Miller and Coors. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.